Welcome to Baptist Children's Home Owosso Annual Christmas Pageant. Jesus, the light of the world. Please turn off your headlights and follow the promptings to move forward to the marker. Please stop in front of each scene as you listen to the narration.
Scene 1. The Star.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God the Father saw a world filled with sin and in need of redemption. With great love in his heart, he sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to earth to save us. The book of John describes Jesus as light and life. John writes, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." On the night of Jesus' birth, a great star shone in the sky. This served as a celebration of the Savior's arrival to save mankind.
Scene 2. The Manger.
The Bible says, "And Joseph also went out from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger. Because there was no place for them in the inn, the light of the world has been born. And the star of Bethlehem shone brightly over him."
Scene 3. Young Jesus, the Carpenter Shop.
Not much is known about Jesus' early years. Eventually, his earthly family made their home in Nazareth. It was there that Jesus learned to be a carpenter, working with hammers, nails, and wood. These tools of the trade shadowed the price Jesus would one day pay on the cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us that at the age of 12, Jesus was astounding the teachers at his synagogue. Luke summarized the childhood of Jesus by writing, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." God had come to earth in person as that little boy in Joseph's carpenter shop. Jesus was both fully God and fully man. There was no doubt that Jesus lit up the house with love and laughter. It would not be long before his light would begin shining brighter and brighter.
Scene 4. Jesus with Children.
The Word of God clearly communicates that Jesus held a precious love for children, and the children loved him. During Christ's ministry, the disciples rebuked the children for their jubilant love for the Savior of the earth. Upon hearing this, Christ said to his disciples, "Thus the little children to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." He then welcomed the children warmly and blessed them. Jesus wants all of us to come to him with the same joy of a little child, filled with excited delight at the opportunity to be embraced by our Father.
Scene 5. Jesus walks on water, the stormy sea.
Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. Jesus called 12 disciples who left everything to follow him. On one occasion, the disciples got into a boat to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. While out to sea, a strong storm raged against them in the early hours of the morning. Jesus went out to join them, but he did so by walking on water. The disciples were terrified when they saw him, but Jesus immediately said to them, "Take heart, it is I, Do not be afraid, Peter replied. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water, he said. Come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took a hold of him, saying to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt me? The Bible promises that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus' light shines through the storms of trouble if we put our faith in him.
Scene 6. Jesus' triumphal entry.
After 3 years of teaching and ministry, the time had come for Jesus to go to Jerusalem. Jesus had his disciples borrow a donkey for him to ride, which fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet Zechariah. The Bible says, They brought the donkey and the colt and put on their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowd that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna is the highest! The word Hosanna means to save. The people worship Jesus as the coming Savior they had longed for. However, there are others in Jerusalem who did not understand who Jesus was and plot against him.
Scene 7. Jesus in the Garden.
Jesus said to his disciples, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And he will be raised on the third day. But the disciples did not understand what Jesus was telling them. It was the night before the crucifixion, and Jesus went up to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. It was there he fell to the ground and prayed, Father, if you are ready, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. Through this time of prayer, Jesus received strength to face the darkness that awaited him on the cross.
Scene 8. Jesus carrying the cross.
Before leaving the garden, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, one of his 12 disciples, and handed over to his enemies. False accusations were made against Jesus. The Bible says, And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests had a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. Soldiers stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. Jesus was then taken to Golgotha, a hill just outside Jerusalem where criminals were executed. It was there where Jesus was crucified between two thieves. When darkness had done the worst it could do to Jesus, God was about to do his best.
Scene 9, The Empty Tomb.
The body of Jesus was taken down and placed in a borrowed tomb with a large stone placed across the opening. The Sabbath was about to begin, so there was not enough time to properly prepare the body for burial. 3 days after Jesus' crucifixion, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, returned to the tomb to properly lay his body to rest. When they arrived, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find his body. An angel appeared before them, and they were frightened. The angel said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus, the light of the world, has overcome the darkness once and for all.
Scene 10, The Ascension.
The Bible tells us that after his suffering, he showed himself to his followers and proved he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Jesus talked to his followers about being his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Following those final instructions, Jesus was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. The Bible says, "And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.'" The Bible also says, "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." We are back where we began over 2,000 years ago. The Star of Bethlehem shone brightly over that baby in the manger. The real message of Christmas is that this precious little baby was life, and that life was the light of men. This Christmas, remember that Jesus is the light of the world, yesterday, today, and always. From all of us at Baptist Children's Home Owosso, may God's light shine upon you as we wish you a very Merry Christmas.